Up yours.
Another prank, it's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show, yeah!
Good afternoon, freaks. You're listening to Bonerso 99 for July 9th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard. My producer today is Adam L. Adam is legally responsible for the little whoopsie doodle I made with the calls you're about to hear. I'll explain afterward, but you'll probably figure it out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Joel?
Yes.
Hey, Joel. It's Richard with the HOA.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Sorry to call you so late. Fred just wanted me to get a hold of you and kind of get to the bottom of this whole otter situation.
Otter situation?
You know how the local pond otter has gone missing a few weeks ago? Well, we had a few just anonymous reports that I guess they were saying that they saw you down there. And look, I'm not trying to point any fingers or anything, but we're just trying to kind of get to the bottom of this.
No. There's an otter in the pond?
Well, I mean, there was, but it went missing a few weeks ago. And according to the reports that we have here, some people say that they saw you down there luring the otter away with like a bucket of fish or something. And I'm just kind of hoping that you'll maybe fess up and we can just kind of, you know, no questions asked, just return the otter to the pond.
Wait, can you say that again?
Which part?
The part where I was trying to lure an otter away with a bucket of fish.
Well, yeah, why do I need to repeat that, though? Seems like you got it.
Who is this?
It's Richard.
Richard who?
McDykel.
And who are you?
I'm just calling because Fred wanted me to just see if you would just please return the otter to the pond.
This is a joke. No way.
Oh, is that Jennifer in the background? Tell the women to get back in the kitchen. Go bake some cookies or something. Leave this to the men.
Oh, there's only one man here. One's trying to lure an otter away.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't need to be insulting me like that. Okay, I'm a man, too. I went through puberty upwards of 6 months ago. Okay, just put Jennifer on the phone. Maybe she's the brains of the operation here.
That's a big thing.
I'll straighten her out.
Like Brian got like a home number, home phone number.
Look, Jennifer, just put the otter back in the pond and we can all just move on with our lives. Hello?
What is that otter's name?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if otters have names, sir. I'm just trying to get the otter back in its natural habitat. You can't be keeping it in your bathtub.
Why? He's perfectly happy there.
Well, it's for the neighborhood to enjoy. You're being selfish.
Well, you know that the otter's name is Sparky, so.
Okay, well, it can be named Sparky, but you need to return it to the pond.
All right, I'll send him down the driveway right now because it's not a waterfall.
Okay, you're just being silly now. You need to drive it back to the pond and release it into the water.
We're going to drive it now.
I can't know.
Yeah, it can't very well just waddle its way down there. It's going to get lost. And you'll have...
It's not a penguin.
Okay, they don't have a compass, sir. They don't know how to read maps. You need to get it back down to the water.
It's the water.
You're going
to
end up with otter blood on your hands.
That sounds aggressive.
And then you'll be the black sheep of the neighborhood. Oh my God, can you tell those women to shut up? They're super annoying. Hello? Joel?
Hello, Joel? Joel, are you there? Jennifer? What is so funny? What is wrong with you? Why are you laughing?
Oh my God.
What have you been drinking?
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Hello?
Hello, Dina?
Yes.
Hey, Dina. It's Cody with the HOA.
Oh, hi, Cody. How are you?
Pretty good. Sorry to call so late. Suzanne just wanted me to kind of straighten out this whole otter situation with you.
The otter situation. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Can you just hold on 1 second? Where are you from?
I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
It's not really a homeowners association. All right. Well, anyway, what did you need to clear up?
Well, no, you know what I mean. Suzanne wanted me to discuss this whole otter situation with you because, you know, we've had a few complaints from some of the neighbors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, between you and me, I don't really mind. I think it's kind of neat what you're doing down there at the pond. But, yeah, some people are just kind of upset, you know. I guess it's scaring their dogs when they walk them around the pond or whatever.
I'm totally confused. What am I doing at the pond?
Oh, you know how you've been training that pond otter down there lately? Yeah, it's just some people are...
Okay, all right. Like, I know this is a bullshit call.
Dina.
So stop.
Dina, it's
no,
not...
No, I'm not... Like, I gotta tell you, dude, I am not in the fucking mood for this.
Dina,
so cut your shit out and stop it, because you're acting... This is moronic. And I will get this call traced.
Dina.
Knock it off.
I'm just trying
Don't call me again.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Hello?
Hello, Brian?
Yes, this is Brian.
Oh, hey, Brian. It's Cody with the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Hey, Fred wanted me to give you a call and just kind of get to the bottom of this whole thing. We've had a few reports lately about what you've been doing down at the pond.
Okay. Hey. Like what?
Well, you know, you've been down there doing money laundering and everything, and, you know, between me and you, like, I don't even really care, but, you know, some people...
Money laundering?
Yeah, we've had about half a dozen reports, that say that you've been down there and washing your money at the pond.
Are you shitting me?
No, what? No, of course not. Why would I be shitting you? Look, I don't even know what the big deal is, but, you know, some people are just kind of nosy and they're complaining to us, so, yeah, I'm just hoping...
Money laundering? What the hell is that all about? Washing my money in the pond?
Yeah, it says here that you were seen down there with a bunch of dollar bills and you were just cleaning them in the pond and hanging them out.
That is not correct.
Well, according to the...
I've never done that. I don't know why you're accusing me of doing that.
Well, I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying that's what the reports say. And it's, like I said, it's, you know, several people in the neighborhood. So I don't know why they would all be making this up. Does it make any sense?
This doesn't make sense at all. This is crazy.
Yeah. Well, like I said, between me and you, I don't even care. I'm just kind of hoping you could, I don't know, just do it in your bathtub or something.
What does laundering money mean?
It means you've been washing your money, like your dollar bills and your coins.
No, that's not true. So it's not me. So
Well, this is Brian, right? Do I have the right number? Over there on. Hello.
I live on 15th Drive.
Yeah, no, you're the one. I mean, that's the name in the report here. And like I said, it's really not.
Oh, that's just crazy.
Well, look, Brian, it's okay. Like, you don't need to be embarrassed. I don't even care personally. I don't see what the big deal is.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
Because I don't even know what that means or why I would do such a thing.
I mean, yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, why are you washing your money in the pond? Can't you just do that in your tub or maybe in the laundry machine or something?
I did. I was in the pond a couple weeks ago, and I fell overboard.
Okay. So did you hit your head or something?
No, I fell overboard. My nephew was holding on to the boat.
Your nephew was helping you wash the money down there?
Oh, stop.
Well, no, I'm just...
washing the money.
Well, no, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this, that's all.
All I'm saying is I fell overboard.
Oh, okay. Well, did you have floaties on?
Look... I'm sorry. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, no, I'm supposed to settle this. Like, I can't let you go until we have an agreement that you won't be doing any money laundering down at the pond anymore.
That doesn't even make sense. Why would you wash your money?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, you know, like, are you one of those germaphobes or something? And also,
no,
you know,
I fell overboard my wallet fell in and I got my wallet. That's all.
Well, no, they said you were down there with, like, bags of coins, like, with rolls of quarters, and you were emptying them into the pond. And you were,
that doesn't even make sense.
And you were down there, like, with a sifter, and you're just kind of, you're sudsing them up and rinsing them in the pond.
I'll never go on that pond again.
Well, no, it's okay. You can go in the pond. You just can't be washing your money down there. That's all.
I'm not washing my money. Why would I do that?
I don't know. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's why
washing your money.
That's why I'm thinking when you fell off the boat or whatever that you hit your head. Because what would make you do something so silly?
All I did was fall overboard, and I got back in the canoe, and he came back into the pond, into the canoe.
That's a very...
And we went around for a while. The breeze picked up, and I said, I'm getting cold. Let's go back home.
That's a very comical story he just told. Anyways, look, I don't care what you're up to. If you want to do money laundering, that's your business, but you just can't be doing it in the pond. That's all.
That doesn't even make sense.
What doesn't make sense? I'm just asking you nicely not to launder money in the pond.
I don't know where you're getting this from.
Brian.
This is crazy.
Brian. You're being silly. You're just being silly about this.
I am not being silly. You're being silly.
No, you're being silly. You're being a big silly face.
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Yes?
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, I'm just calling because Suzanne wanted me to kind of straighten out this whole otter situation with you.
This what?
You know how you've been training that pond otter down there lately? It's just kind of upsetting some of the neighbors, and so I'm just kind of...
I'm not having anything to do with the pond down there. What are you talking about?
Well, we've had a few complaints lately about how you've been training your otter down there at the pond.
Oh, is that right? Well, you know what? Fuck off.
Oh, Mary, come on. Don't use that kind of language.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Who's calling?
It's Cody with the HOA.
I'm sorry?
It's Cody with the Homeowners Association. Is this Michael?
Yes, this is Michael.
Well, hey, Michael. I'm just calling because we had a few reports from some of the neighbors around here lately about you going down to the pond.
About me going down to the pond?
Yeah, there's
I haven't been down to the pond in maybe a year.
Well, no, it says here that you've been down there a few times in the last few weeks. And
nope.
And you've been filling up water jugs and...
No, you got the wrong guy. I live on the pond, but I haven't been down there, like I said, probably to water side since last summer.
Well, I mean, we have several eyewitness...
Who's saying this?
Well, Ronk was the last one to submit a report about it, but we've had several.
No, who made this report...
Wrong.
Is there a name on the report?
Yeah, well, there's several different reports.
Well, okay. What are those names?
Ronk and Mr. Biggs and Ira and just several different...
No. Do these people have last names?
Well, yeah, Mr. Biggs is his last name.
Okay, hold on. Do these people have last names?
Of course they do, but that's totally besides the point. The reason I was calling is
it's not besides the point.
Well, I'm just trying.
It's exactly the point.
Well,
who's making these reports?
Well, no, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
No. The answer to my question is the next words out of your mouth. Who are making these reports? First and last names.
Okay, Ronk Craigerson was the last person that reported it. And there's Bartholomew Biggs. And Valerie Potshed. I mean, do you want me to list
and
every single...
And they say I'm doing what by the pond?
See, I listed them, and now it's like we're like...
Answer my question.
You're shifting the goalpost.
One after the other.
You're shifting the goalpost.
What are they saying I'm doing at this pond?
Well, they said you were down there with the bendy straw, and you were sipping out of the pond. And really, that's just...
Wait a second.
I'm just
Who
showing...
Who are you?
This is Cody. I'm just showing concern for your health.
Who are you?
I told you, my name is Cody.
Your name is Cody. Do you live in this area?
Of course I do. I'm just calling because Suzanne
wanted... Why don't you stop by with these reports?
Well, no, I don't have them printed out. They're just you know, in my email.
Listen, I don't have time for this.
Well, listen, I'm just trying
If anyone has a problem, they should come to me directly.
Well, no.
Like I said, I've not been waterside since last summer.
Oh, Michael, come on.
That is it. I don't care what these people are saying.
Michael, you need to quit sipping from the pond. It's probably not even good for you. Like, it's just kind of weird. Well,
No.
Yes.
If people have a problem, have them call me.
Well, no, they don't really have a...
Seven,
yeah, I know your number. I called you.
217. You have... No.
I call...
You have them call me directly.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
No. Capiche or nana capiche?
Gabagoo.
Do you understand?
Oh, that's racist. That's racist what you just did there. That's hate speech.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That if these people have problems,
well, they don't have...
come to me... Do you understand that?
Well, no, it's my job to settle this, so you just need
no,
to...
No. Okay. Oh, you? It's and your then... job to settle it?
Yeah, and then another report here says that you've been doing your laundry in the... Like, come on, you don't need to be doing that. Like, you have a
washing... I've been doing what?
You've been doing your laundry, and that's just... You have a laundry machine, right? Like, why are you washing your socks and everything in the pond? It doesn't make any sense.
Bingo! Do you think I'm going to wash clothes in that scum-ridden pond?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, why would you wash your clothes in that pond? People are
Because someone's got a bug up their ass, and I don't know why.
Well, no, it's more than one person. Like, are you saying that the entire neighborhood is turning against you? That's crazy.
I have no idea.
You're being a paranoid person, Michael. Come on.
No, I'm not.
Look,
I'm not being paranoid.
Okay, Michael, look.
I have no idea of what you're talking about.
Michael.
All of a sudden, a person who I don't know is calling me up with wild accusations.
No, these aren't wild.
And I'm not being paranoid. I'm not name-calling here.
Well, no, I'm not trying to call you names. I'm just saying, like, you sound like one of those crazy conspiracy theorists. Like, you think the whole world's against you.
Okay, the whole world is not against me, I promise you. I tell you what, do you know who the president of the association is?
Of course I do, that would be Fred.
Give him a call and tell him what you just told me.
Oh no, Fred said that I should handle this. So look, just, I know you're embarrassed and everything, and really, it's
Fred
no big deal.
Fred said you should, Fred knows about this?
Yeah, he said that I should give you a call and just straighten you out. And look, it's okay, you don't need to be embarrassed. Like
you know something? I'm going to give Fred a call.
Oh, no. Fred doesn't want to...
Hello?
Hello, Fred?
Yes.
Hey, Fred, it's Joel.
Hey, Joel, how are you?
Pretty good. Sorry to bother you. Look,
No, you're not bothering me at all. Did you talk with Jen?
No, I haven't talked to Jen, but I got this weird call. I don't know what this whole otter thing is all about, but I'm not training an otter down at the pond.
Wait a minute. Someone called you about training an otter at the pond?
Yeah, Cody called me just a little while ago, and he said that, you know, like, people are complaining about me training an otter down at the pond.
No.
Look, I haven't even been down to the pond, and I don't even know how long.
Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
They're trying to pull your chain.
What chain? No, look, I don't even know who would make this the kind of thing up, you know? It's... I don't understand why people are saying this about me, but I'm not doing it. Like, it's not me.
Right. Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Just, how are your children?
Well, why? That's a weird thing to say.
No. We're always concerned about our families, and that's one of the questions we ask, because of the COVID virus. Just tell me how your children are.
Look, children and COVID don't have anything to do with otters. Like, I don't like the accusations that are being slung around here.
Well, let me share with you. You're not Joel. And
of course I am.
We're contacting the state police.
Oh, come on.
These prank calls.
It's not a police matter. I'm not training any otters. That's all.
You're not Joel. Joel.
I just want to clear my name.
All right. What's your last name? Joel. Yeah. And where do you live, Joel?
27 Drive.
And what's your wife's name?
Jennifer. Why are you interrogating me?
Where does she work?
Look, I'm innocent in this whole situation.
You need to
get a hold of the people around here and tell them to quit accusing me of things.
Yeah, you know, you're the same person who called a year ago.
A year ago?
A year ago.
I just called you now.
Exactly what you're up to. So we're not going to put up with it. So unless you tell me your wife's where your wife works, you're not Joel.
She works at Walmart.
Yeah, you're not Joel.
She's a Walmart greeter.
Close. No, she does not.
Did I really call you last year? Did I really call you last year? I don't remember that.
Yes, you did.
What did I say last year?
Yeah, I think you have a real concern, and I'm going to call the state police right now.
Well, no, it's just a prank call.
And we're going to start tracking these phone calls.
Well, no, I won't call
other residents, then stop making phone calls and go do something constructive in your life.
Well, no, I won't call again.
But leave my residents alone.
Okay, I won't call again. But what did I say last
year?
Well, what did I say last year, though? Because I don't think that was me.
Yes, it was. You have a twin brother then.
Well, no, what? You don't know what I look like. You're being silly. Fred? Okay, so as you've probably figured out by now, I've called this neighborhood before. Whoopsie. See, here's what happened. Olga gave me this directory a few days ago, and neither of us recognized it as one I've called before. I call so many that they all blur together. How am I supposed to know any better? Should I start keeping a list of neighborhoods I call and cross-reference it with any directory I'm about to use? That sounds tedious and boring. It's much easier to shift the blame onto Adam L. Thanks, Adam. And thanks everyone for your support. I'll be back next week with the 3-year anniversary episode. And then after that, it's Bonersode 100. This is all more than I can handle right now. Goodbye. Forgive me, forgive me. If I seem alarmed, I had a motionless moment. No harm's done. You see, you've read through a million words that I wrote, built a mountains. I've made my mind up.
That sounds a little crazy.